Gracious Father, we thank you very much tonight for this privilege that we have to be called your sons and your daughters. Thank you for your grace that has been our help.
Amen.
Since the beginning of this day, your grace that we have enjoyed since the last time we gathered in fellowship.
Amen.
And we're grateful that you can bring us tonight under the canopy of your mercy, of your worship. Lord, we pray that all that we have offered in praises and thanksgiving tonight will be accepted in your sight.
Amen.
Lord, may you come by once again in your own manner and break the bread of life for us.
Amen.
Give us things that will encourage our souls, that will strengthen us in you, that will take us deeper in your love, that will take us higher in your joy. Let there be a surround of your atmosphere, Lord, that we witness your power to each and everyone, so much so that when the service shall be over tonight, we will have cause to give you praise, we will give you glory. We pray for souls that may be coming on their way, that Lord Jesus, you will guide their path here safely. Those that are still in their houses, may you give them a quickening. We that are here, may you prepare our hearts even for your divine visitation. We pray for other places where believers might be fellowshipping, just as we are doing tonight. That your presence that we believe is among us, let it be also with them. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the offices and the church, that your grace will continue to be their help, giving them wisdom and grace to steer the flock of thy people. I pray for every family in here tonight, that Lord Jesus, they will receive, O God, a special visitation, each and everyone. You know the needs of your people according to your riches in glory, spiritual, physical, material, financial. May you supply to thy people. We prayed for your church as a body, that you will stand by them. You will lead them in your path. You will guide their choices, Lord. You said, I will build my church and the gate of hell will never prevail. Lord Jesus, may you continue to appropriate the blessing of that promise over this local assembly. Give them your mercy. Give them your direction. May you continue to water them day and night. And Lord, bless them, Father. Thank you tonight for this opportunity. I pray for myself, I pray for the interpreter, and I pray for the congregation, that Lord, we all submit ourselves to your care as we hand over this time and your word even into your hands, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 The Lord bless you, church. Okay, I will suggest we read the Bible so you can take your seats thereafter. Then we'll get acquainted and we'll go into the message. But just to let you know, I'm happy to be in your midst tonight. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 16. I would like to read the verse 11. I will read one more verse from Proverbs chapter 16 also. And
a
few more verses from the book of Isaiah. So Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Mapisarema 16:11. Muchandiratidza nzira yeupenyu. Mufaro wakazara uri pamberi pangu. Paruoko rwenyu rworudyi pane zvinofadza nokusingaperi. Amen.
Amen. Proverbs 16:25.
Proverbs 16:25.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death.
Pane nzira inoita kunge yakarurama kune munhu, asi kuguma kwayo inzira dzorufu.
Amen. Then in Isaiah chapter 55,
Isaiah 55,
we'd like to take a reading from verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Tsakai Jehovah achawanikwa. Danai kwa ari achiri pejo.
Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Wakaipa ngasi nzira yake, nomunhu usakarurama mirangariro yake, ngadzokere kuna Jehovah, iye uchamunzwira nyasha, nokuna Mwari wedu, nokuti uchakanganirwa zvikuru.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord.
Nokuti ndangariro dzangu hadzisi ndangariro dzenyu, nenzira dzenyu hadzisidzo nzira dzangu, ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovah.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Nekuti denga sezvarakakwirira kupfuura nyika, naizvozvo nzira dzangu dzakakwirira kupfuura nzira dzenyu, nendangariro dzangu kupfuura ndangariro dzenyu.
For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Nokuti denga
ten and eleven.
Nokuti mvura nechando sezva zvinoburuka zvichibva kudenga, zvisingazodzokeri iko, asi zvinodiridzira nyika, zvichiberekesa nekuitungi samaruva, ichipa mudzairi mbeu nomudyi zvokudya. Ndizvo zvichaita shoko rangu rinobuda mumuromo mangu, haringadzokeri kwandiri risina, asi ndichaita zvandinoda richiendeka pane zvandakaritumira.
Let's just finish it. The next verses are prayers and blessings. He said, for you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Nokuti muchabuda nomufaro, nokufambiswa norugare, makomo nezvikomo zvichaimba nomufaro pamberi penyu, miti yose yokudondo ichaukira.
Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
Panzimbo yomuti womunzwa pachamera musipresi, panzimbo yorukato pachamera mumite, zvichava kuna Jehovah mukurumbira nechiratidzo chisingaperi, chisingazoparadzwi. Amen.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his holy word.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo avo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo dzvene.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Mwari vakuropafadzei, garai zvenyu pasi.
I would like to thank the Lord for giving me this privilege to stand before the believers tonight. And I also appreciate the board of the church for allowing me to stand to be of service, believing God somewhere along the line we can be of a blessing. I bring greetings from Nigeria. From our pastor and many more pastors and ministers who were aware of my coming.
Kubva kune mufudzi wedu nevamwe vashumiri vakawanda nevaparidzi vakanga vachiziva kushanya kwangu kuno.
From all the saints in our local assembly.
Kubva kuvatsvene vose vari kuboka rekwandinopinda ini.
And also from my wife and children.
Uye zvakare kwaziso kubva kumudzimai wangu nevana.
They are everyone doing fine, and I'm sure they will be glad to know that the believers are well here.
Vose vari kufamba zvakanaka, ndotenda vangafarewo kunzwa kuti vatendi kuno vari kuropafadzwa zvakare.
Well, I do not intend to take us back, but it's also important for me to pull back a bit.
Handisi kutendera kuti tidzoke kumashure. Amen. Asi zvakakosha kuti timbodzoka kumashure zvakare.
So, to that extent, I want to sincerely give our condolence.
Nekuda kwaizvozvo ndoda kuti ndine hurombo zvikuru.
On behalf of all the saints in Nigeria.
Ndakamirira vatsvene vose vekuNigeria.
Quite a lot of whom Pastor Chesa had interacted with when he visited with us.
Nekuti vose ava vakanga vambowadzana na Pastor Chesa pavakanga vambotishanyira.
So the pastors, the ministers, everyone told me to give their sympathy and condolence both to the family and the church of the living God.
Saka vanhu vafudzi vose vakanga vanditumira shoko ravo kuti ndisvitse kumhuri yekwaChesa nekukereke pano paEast Tabernacle.
And all of us have had our moments of grief.
Tose takambova nenguva dzedu dzekusuruwara.
So I will not belabor you with so many stories behind.
Amen.
I will not belabor you with too many stories on that. But I want to say that we were deeply touched by what happened. And we made efforts to be here for the funeral.
Takamboedza kuti tironge kuti tive tiri pano parufuroro.
But I think the process to get us to come was slower than the timing for the burial.
Asi kufambira matsamba yekuti tiuye kune zvaitora nguva yakareba kuti tizobata nguva yekuvigwa kwemufudzi.
So we reached out, but we were told it couldn't be extended beyond the time.
Saka patakanozvifambira takanzwa kuti hazvikwanise kukurumidza kudarika nguva iyoyo.
So we were left to stream it live all through the entire program.
Saka takazongotirega tione pa live stream zvose zvakaitika panguva iyoyo.
Then I have had the plan to come.
Ini ndanga ndine hurongwa hwokuuya.
Because Pastor Chesa was a very good missionary companion, gospel companion, and a great friend to me.
Nekuti mufundisi Chesa wanga vari shamwari yangu yemissionary, uye shamwari yeevangeri, uye zvakare shamwari yangu yepedyo.
He has always been the one that hosts me and organizes all my meetings in Zimbabwe, so that got me lost also.
Saka ndiwo akanga vari munhu aiwanzoronga kuuya kwandaiita kwose muno muZimbabwe. Ndosaka zvakabva zvaramba kufamba pandaida kuti ndiuye kuno.
But then I couldn't make it till now. Because after a few weeks, I was quickly told that I was going to be here around August. So I said, okay, I will leave all the thing till then. So I'm so glad I could make it after all. And it's such a privilege for me to visit the home.
Saka ndakawana mukana mukuru wekushanya kumba kwavo.
And also to visit the church tonight.
Uye kushanyira kereke mandekwana ano.
Like I told Mama Chesa at home.
Sezva ndaudza Mama Chesa kumba.
I said the prophet of the Lord had a moment like this in his life.
Ndaudza kuti muprofita washe akawana nguva dzakadai muupenyu hwake.
He lost his wife.
Makarasikirwa nemudzimai wavo.
And a few days, a day or two later, the vault was opened and the daughter was put.
Mazuva maviri kana mashoma anotevera, makarasikirwa nemwanasikana wavo akanovigwa zvakare.
And somehow it was tough for Brother Bram to bear.
Neimwe nzira zvakaomera muprofita kuti vazvigamuchire.
Losing somebody you cannot get used to it.
Kurasikirwa nemudikano wako hachisi chinhu chaunogona kujaira.
Even if they are holders 100 or 150, parting is still sorrowful.
Kunyange vakanga vari 100 asi kungoparadzana kwakaoma.
So it was deeply touching the prophet.
Saka zvakabata muprofita zvikuru.
And God seemed to tell him all things work together for good. The prophet said, for years I couldn't come to terms with the fact that such a thing could be working together for good.
Hanzi nemuprofita kwemakore akawanda. Ndakanga ndichinetsengana kuti ndizvigamuchire kuti kufirwa kwakadai kunganzi zvinofambira mukunaka.
But you see, God in his mercy did something unusual.
Asi murikuona here kuti Mwari nenyasa dzavo vakaita chimwe chinhu chisingachairike.
Somewhere along the line he sent Sister Hope back.
Neimwe nzira vakatumira Sister Hope kuti vadzoke.
And the prophet saw her in the room.
Profita vakavaona mumba.
And Sister Hope was telling him,
Sister Hope vachiudza Brother Branham,
don't worry about me.
Haikona kunetsikana nezvangu.
And don't worry about Sharon.
Haikona kunetsikana nezva Sharon.
He said, you know, you preached about these things.
Waka makaparidza pamusoro pezvinhu izvi.
But you don't know, you haven't experienced what it is.
Hamusati mava nechiitiko chazvo, hamuzive kuti chii.
Well, all that the prophet was concerned is hope come back.
Panguva yose profeta anga vachingove nenyanya yekuti dai hope adzoka.
But you see, hope herself was not in the mood to come back.
Asi murikuona manje hope pachake akanga asadi zvekudzoka.
Then he kept telling the prophet, he said, you talked about it, you preached about it.
But you haven't
tasted what it is. So that's talk with the prophet for a while. It sounded abstract. Because he couldn't really understand what that meant. But years later, God in his mercy was going to explain Hope's message by experience. So the prophet was lying down on the bed by the side of his wife. Years have passed. God has rehabilitated him. His moment of grief has faded away. He seemed to have gotten his life back. The experience was so devastating to him until he attempted suicide. But now God has helped him out of that. Then God asked him a question.
On his bed.
He said, would you like to look beyond the curtain of time? And Brother Abraham said, oh, that would be wonderful. It will help my faith.
Brother Abraham akati, ah, zvinenge zvakanaka, zvingabatsira kutenda kwangu.
And the Lord said, okay.
Ishe vakati, oh, zvakanaka.
So after a little while,
kwapera kanguva,
he saw himself coming out of his body.
Vakazviona vachibuda kubva mumutumbi wavo.
So he saw his body still lying on the bed. But he was out of it. And in a moment, in a switch, he found himself in another dimension. Just as the prophet later taught us that it is just a breath between here and there. Christians don't actually die. You only drop the rope you use here. Because if your soul came from God, you are eternal. You cannot die. The only death God recognized was the death of that old nature. Which wasn't actually you, but the one faking your identity. The prophet called it an impostor. Okay, that will be for another time. You love him tonight. Are you enjoying my story?
Amen.
So, he saw himself in another dimension. And in this realm, he began to see a whole lot of people who were not old. The age bracket is so where people from like 16 to 21. Brethren, life at best is very brief.
You are the
best of your life before 25. When you pass
25,
then start working on this one. That is why you could have better economy in life, better money, this and that. You will see yourself on a gradual degeneration. So I heard you tonight. If you have your photographs that you took in the range of 21 or so,
1921,
go enlarge it. Keep it in a nice section in your house. And tell yourself every day, no matter how old you get, I shall return to this. That is exactly how Pastor Chesa is right now. So when the prophet got beyond the curtain of time, he never saw one old man or woman. Everybody was young. And they were not in this kind of body. They look exactly like who they were. For it was a celestial body waiting to pick up glorification. So the difference in that body is that all the things that has linkage with the original sin does not exist in that body. Spiritual people are understanding me. That was why it was easy for all of them to come, both men and women, and embrace the prophet and say, welcome our precious brother, welcome our precious brother. Brother Bram couldn't even recognize some of them again. The angel of the Lord had to introduce them and said, do you remember this sister? You led her to the Lord when she was 91. This one was 84. But right now they are all 17. Sweet 16s. It's a wonderful time that is ahead, friends. And after a nice time of fellowship, the prophet said, I want to see Jesus. I want to see my Lord. They told him he's a bit high up. You are in the sixth, they are in the seventh. He said, we are waiting for you to come and present us to him. Because you were born a leader. We shall queue before behind the prophet. And Brother Bram asked the question, will Peter have to do the same thing? They said yes. Will Paul have to do the same thing? They said yes. Then the prophet said, no problem. If the people of Peter make it, mine will make it. And some already made it. If the people of Paul make it, mine will make it. Because I preached what Peter preached. I preached what Paul preached. And all those believers
vose vatendi
avo. Those saints
vatena
who are in their theophanal bodies,
vari mumutumbi yavo yeshoko,
in the body in which you know all things,
mumutumbi wokuti unoziva zvinhu zvose,
in the body in which you cannot be deceived,
mumutumbi wokuti haukwanise kunyengerwa,
they all chorus cried out with one voice,
vose vakadanidzira sekwaya nezvi rimwe chete,
on these we are resting.
Takazembera pane izvozvo.
So heaven had accepted this message of the hour.
Saka hamba dzangu denga rakagamuchira mhari dzeipo.
It has landed many brethren.
Yakakundisa hamba dzakawanda.
It has landed Brother Branham.
Yakakundisa Brother Branham.
It has landed Brother Never.
Yakakundisa Brother Never.
It has landed Brother Chesa.
Yakakundisa Pastor Chesa.
It will land all of us.
Ichatikundisa nesuo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it was such a sweet fellowship.
Saka kwaive kuwadzana kunotapira chaizvo.
Brother Bram said, I lack words to describe it. I lacked words.
Andina mashoko akakwana ekuti ndikutsanangure kuseriwo.
He attempted some vocabularies.
Vakamboedza kutaura magoko.
This. He said, no words.
Andi hapana mashoko.
But do all you can.
Andi ita zvose zvaunokwanisa.
To make it there.
Kuti ukwanise kupindako.
Only perfect love.
Andi rudo rwakakwana bedzi.
Love that is perfect.
Rudo rwakakwana.
Not agapao, not filial love.
Kwete rudo rwepanyama.
But the one described in 1 Corinthians 13.
Asi runotaurwa muna vaKorinde 13.
That which is perfect in itself in that pyramidal structure.
Icho chakakwana pachayo papiramidi iya.
So pure.
Chakachena.
Only that will make it.
Icho bedzi ndicho chichakunda.
Then the angel told the prophet, it is time to go back. Fellowship over. Now watch it. Brother Bram was not willing to come back. Then that message of hope became clear. What he's been preaching, he now experienced. He didn't want to come back. He said, for me to return to this pest house again, don't forget he has a wife waiting. He has children. He has a church. And yet he didn't want to come back. I am strongly convinced tonight, if we give Pastor Chesa an option to come back, he will tell Mama, I love you so much. He will tell Brother Sam and the sisters, I love you very dearly. He will look at the church and say, I hope you can really understand. I love you all. But if you all love me as I do, allow me to stay here. I'm telling you the truth. Brother Bram said, to think that this was what I've been afraid of all my life. So Church of the Living God, let that be our comfort. Let that be our peace. We shall meet him again. God bless you. If I do not speak any further tonight, I believe the Lord has spoken something to our hearts. But because we have read the scriptures, let us see what the Lord will tell us. You love him tonight. From the scripture we read, I would like to speak on God's provided way. And if you wish, you may call it the path of life. I took inspiration for this subject from an experience the prophet shared with us about a brother called Marion Lee. Marion Lee was not always a believer.
Marion Lee akagara asiri mutendi nguva dzose.
But he was a good friend of the prophet.
Asanga ari shamwari yakanaka yemuprofita.
And they were always talking on things that bother on the scriptures and salvation.
Vaigara vachitaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvemagwaro uye zvinotaura pamusoro peruponeso.
And the prophet would tell him,
uye muprofita vaiudza Marion Lee,
that for a man to be saved,
kuti munhu aponeswe,
he's got to follow God's divine prescription.
He said,
if you go to a doctor and you have a case, for you to get your healing or solve the problem, you've got to follow the prescription of the doctor. And the prophet had a very hard time letting this man know that for everything God is interested in, he has his own way of doing it. And until we come God's provided way, all our efforts, all our sweatings are in vain. God does not just want worship. He wants it in his own, on his own terms. If you call God a beggar,
amen.
If you call God a beggar, this beggar has a choice. He will not just accept anything you bring. You must bring it the way he wants it. Otherwise, your offering is not honorable. So, Brother Branham and his friends started talking on things like water baptism, which you and I know today in the world, they have many ways to do it. Some sprinkles, some put a mark, and all kind of things. But he said, come back to the scripture. He said it must be repentance first, then baptism by immersion in the name Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, in order to receive the Holy Ghost. Brother Marion will say, it doesn't matter, any way I do it is fine. So they will always share fellowship. But because this brother was a seed of God, God chose to explain it and show it to him in the manner in which he will understand. You don't need to worry much about seeds of God. At the appointed time, God is under obligation, and it is his responsibility to bring them in. And I tell you, he will do it. Because for everyone that he will save, he already offered a thanksgiving. He said, Father, I thank you that all that you gave me, I lost none. How many ever read it in their Bible? I lost none, except that child of perdition, that he might go to his own place. So if God already offered a thanksgiving about your life, he can never withdraw his thanksgiving. You must come in. Let me tell you, salvation is beyond your choice. If you are a predestinated seed of God, do you hear me? It is beyond your choice. It is his own choice. And you will accept it. You cannot but accept it. Because your position nobody can take. Your seat nobody can replace. You have a purpose in the kingdom, and the purpose of God cannot be defeated. Even if you backslide, God will bring you back. Did you hear me? He lost none.
Amen.
So God came down and revealed himself to Marion in a dream. Brother Marion was a carpenter or a building contractor. So he saw a man came to him in a dream and said, Marion, I want you to help me build a house. I'm going for vacation now. Get my house ready when I come, and I will pay you your money. So Marion took the blueprints from the hands of the client.
Saka Marion akatora chi plan kubva kuna muridzi wemba.
And he started building.
Ndobva atanga kuvaka.
While building,
ari kuvaka.
According to him,
maringe naye,
he saw a window that it shouldn't be where it is.
Akaona rime window akafunga iye kuti aiwa window raifanenge iri apa.
According to modern building contemporary technology, this window shouldn't be here.
Maringe ne mavakiro echimanje manje window arifanenge iri apa.
He removed it.
Ndobva ari bvisa pa plan.
He saw maybe a pillar or something.
Ndobva aona rime pillar.
He changed the position.
Ndobva achinja nzimbo yaro.
Then he thought he had the building correct. When this man came back, Marion, have you finished my house?
Marion,
sir, perfectly. But unfortunately for Marion, the first thing this man asked for was the blueprint he gave him. The man is not going to judge the blueprint by the building. But he's going to judge the building, which is Marion's achievement, by the blueprint. Careful, church. Your achievement will be judged by the blueprint. So this man,
Sir
Marion,
Marion,
where is the window I put here? According to modern civilized building, contemporary technology, section code, whatever, it shouldn't be there. I removed it.
Okay.
How about this door? According to my building experience, I remove it.
Maybe,
how about this pillar? I change the position. Then the man looked at Brother Marion. He said, look, you have not built my house. You've actually built a house, but not mine. If you expect me to pay you, tear it down and start all over again. Then Marion came out of the dream. Fortunately for him that day, Brother Bram slept in his house that day. He ran to the prophet. This is the dream I had. What do you think I must do? What is God telling me? Because I don't want a tearing down. Brother Bram looked. He said, see, there's a water creek running outside your house. What God is telling you is that go and be baptized correctly. Because he has a provided way for anything and for everything to be done. Then Brother Marion surrendered.
Brother Mario Nevandova Wango Zipira.
He went for the water baptism. In God's own provided way, which all of us must do. If you are a guest tonight, that is the challenge before you. God will not accept anything anyhow. Because the proof of the indwelling spirit is our obedience to the word.
Amen.
So what did I tell us tonight? God has a way he wants his own things to be done. From the scriptures that we have read, two ways we are introduced to us by the Bible. I will start from the second one. He said, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the hands thereof are the ways of death. So we can call it the path of death. Now, look at the language of the scripture. There's a way that seemeth right. It seems right. But it is not actually right. So when you look at the word seems, it speaks of probability, presumption, or assumption. You are not certain, but yet you want to walk in it. That is why it seems so right. Now, the reason you want to walk in it is not your fault. It is the product of your natural birth. Every man that is born of a woman who hasn't received the birth of a man is prone to go that way. Because you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, you came to the world speaking lies without being taught. We don't have school of lies. But we have schools to form your morals, to reform you. Yet lies have more candidates than the school of righteousness. You know why? It is inherent in a man, born naturally, to go the wrong direction. What is the intelligence? The intelligence is the force behind natural birth. Do you know natural birth? The way we come, the way we have been born today, wasn't God's prescription. It was Satan that offered it. Because it was an opportunity for the devil to inject himself, his own seed, into mankind. Now, in the course of time, God allowed us to be born that way. He permitted it, but he never accepted it.
Amen.
You say, preacher, you are playing with words.
No.
He permitted it, but he never accepted it. If he accepted it, he will not come in flesh and we behold him as the Lord Jesus Christ and him telling us, you must be born again. If he acknowledged that you have been born. That is why he used the word born again. If your first birth was acceptable, God will not make another demand. And he did not place it on free will. If you don't want, no, it makes it a compulsion, a necessity, and that is why I use the word must. Anything must is compulsory. Anything must shows that there is no alternative. Is what you must do. It doesn't matter what your status is. You must. You cannot be free from the road of Proverbs 16:25. Without being born again. You love him tonight. It seems so right. But thank God for God. He quickly told us the end. Because the man or the woman who has the sharpest eyes here, if you are standing at the end of the road, plain surface, plain surface road, very smooth and straight, I doubt if your eyes can peek beyond a kilometer. Even at then, you might struggle with identifying who is standing there. You could tell it's a human being. Maybe you could even tell the gender. But I doubt if you can identify who that fellow is. That is the best your eyes could give you. And in taking decisions, the Bible said, consider the end of the conversation. Meaning that it is the outcome that must determine the decision. And nobody, none of us can tell the end from the beginning. This is why we need a greater intelligence. And this great intelligence is telling you tonight that your way that you think is so right, the tendency of the fallen nature that makes you feel a sense of struggle, manipulations, hypocrisies, self-will, only seems right. But you will meet your Waterloo at the end. Think about it for a minute. I'm preaching, brother. While on that, let's look at this flips of this other side. Another way was introduced to us in Psalm
16.
But this is a different way from Proverbs 16.
Proverbs 16
was the path of death. The Bible called this one the path of life. And one unique thing about this one,
amen.
One unique thing, one important thing about this way here is that nobody by himself discovers it. The path to discovery must be a change of your natural birth to spiritual. You don't find it by yourself. According to this scripture, you must be shown. Thou will show me. Are you catching it? Thou will show me. And if you go into
Isaiah,
these two ways were being discussed by God himself. He called one your way. He called one his way. Your way is Proverbs 16:25.
Proverbs 16:25.
His way.
Nzira ya Mwari.
Is Psalm 16:11.
Mapisare ma 16:11.
And he told us in the book of Isaiah.
Vatataura mubuku ra Isaiah.
He says the two ways.
Nzira mbiri idzi.
Are like two parallel lines.
Akaita senzira mbiri dzisingambova dzakasangana.
They cannot meet.
Adzife dzakasangana.
They are so different.
Dzakasiyana zvikuru.
To and from each other.
Distance
from each other.
Dzakasiyana zvakaita.
The scripture said, as the heaven is so high above the earth. If you can measure the distance and picture it spiritually, that is how wide a bath these two ways give themselves. They will never ever meet. To walk in one is to reject the other. Because they will never at the end collapse into each other. If a man walks in a permissive will, God will have his own way. But he will never make permissive will to become perfect will. They will never meet. You love him tonight. This part you have got to be shown. And why should we talk about this, friends? Because God can only be obligated to you in his own way. I would like to repeat the Church of the Living God. When you walk in your own way, you must provide yourself your own security. You must design a program for yourself. You must supply your needs by yourself. You must fight your battles by yourself. Because God owes you no obligation. But if you want God to be obligated to you, the Bible counseled you tonight. He said, let the wicked forsake his way. It's a wicked man. By the definition of the scripture, that will see God's provided way for anything and chooses to walk in his own direction. That is what the Bible calls wickedness. So we have people who are religious, but they are wicked. We have people who sing so well in the church. You might even be a wonderful preacher. But once you don't want God's way for anything, the Bible says you are wicked. Is that well with you? You love him tonight. But it is not too late. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Until there is a forsaken, you cannot walk in God's path. You will never enjoy it. Everything will become an offense to you. But I repeat tonight, God can only be obligated to you only when you walk its own provided way. He will take care of you. He will fight your battles. He will meet your needs. He will plead your cause. He will be your shield. He will be your protector. He will be your provider. He will be everything. If you walk in his provided way.
Did
This end time program called Message of the Hour wasn't something William Branham himself immediately understood how it works. That was why at some point he will look at Oral Robot, Billy Graham,
Tommy Osborne,
the structures they are building and the achievements they made, and it will give him a puzzle why his own is like this. Until God came by himself and showed him that is not your direction. So even the messenger of this hour had to learn God's provided way. Oh, the Ark of the Covenant would have arrived safely in Israel with the revival that was going with it if the brethren followed God's provided way. But because they followed their own devices, instead of that revival producing life, it produced death. There's a way that seemed right. Are we together? No matter how you feel something needs to be done, what a necessary thing, what a great tool it can be to win souls for the kingdom. The prophet in the message trying to do God a service without being his will, he says still there is the will of God to find out. And the will of God is revealed by the present truth. Listen to me, church. The Bible is the word of God. But the will of God is the message of the hour. We must submit ourselves to the word and to the will of God. Are you listening to me? The word of God will always be the Bible. But there are times when this word, when what is in this word may not be the will of God. Yeah, take your defense. But I will liberate you with a small example, simple example. In the days of
Noah,
it was the word of God to build an ark. Physical hack. And for that day, it was the will of God. That is why if you want safety at that time, you've got to come into that ark. But today, it remains the word of God. But physical ark is no longer the will of God. This is why in every age, God will send his messenger to declare his will out of his word. So the will of God for today is the message of the hour.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is God's provided way. If you want God to be delighted in you, follow what he says. We've got conduct, C-O-D. We've got order. We've got doctrine. Don't fashion your opinions. Don't lead yourself by your thoughts. Don't lead the body of God, not even your family, by your ideas. It's a way that seems so right. You must come back to what the word says. You love him tonight. We're in the third Exodus.
tirimu kubuda kwe chitatu. Amen.
So if this is the third, that means we have had the first.
Saka kana tirimu kubuda kwe chitatu, zinora takava neko kutanga.
And we have had the second.
Takazova neko chipiri.
Now the prophet said,
sino profeta anoti,
this last one
kubuda kwe chitatu kwe kupenzira
will vindicate the first one.
Kucha simbisa kwe kutanga.
So it follows that whatever you see in the first one, you must look for a repeat in the last one. The first was the seed planting Exodus. This last one is the harvest Exodus. So you get more than you planted. When the first Exodus was to take place, which is God leading his church, leading his people, taking a nation out of a nation. Second, taking a church out of religion. And this last one, taking the bride out of the church. When God was to start it, he sent an angel. He said, behold, I send my angel. Exodus chapter 23, verse 20.
Exodus 23, verse 20.
Behold, I send my angel to go before you,
tarira ndinotuma mutumwa wangu aende mberi kwenyu,
to guide or lead you in the way,
kukutungamirai nekukutungamirai,
and take you into the inheritance.
Nekukupinzai munhaka yenyu.
So in every Exodus,
saka mukubuda kose,
God has always been the leader by himself.
Mareva gara varivo mutunga miri pachavo.
But this angel of the covenant, nobody sees.
Asi mutumwa wesungano hapana anomuona.
God in his mercy will take one man,
Mwari munyasa zavo vanotora munhu mumwe,
whom he can relate with,
waanokwanisa kunyatsove neukama naye,
and show him his appearance,
wobva vazviratidza kwa avari,
so that as he leads, this man will be humanizing the leadership of the angel before the people. Did you hear of a man in these last days who said, I was not the one that appeared at Ohio River. I was only the person nearer when he appeared.
Hallelujah.
A man is what we fail,
munhu ndiye atokwanisa kubata,
but his will not fail.
Munhu ndiye anokundikana asi mwana.
You are not feeding on me,
hamusikudya kubva pandiri,
but you are feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man.
Asi muri kudya kubva pamutumbi wemwana komene munhu usingakundike.
Somebody said that in this last day.
Pane akazvitaura mazuva ano ekuguma.
Whoever he is, he is the one humanizing the leadership of the pillar of fire again. This is why the pillar of fire must appear in these last days. Because it is another Exodus. And every Exodus has always been led by God himself. You love him tonight. Now watch. When they started going, nobody must offer an idea of road directions. What everybody must do is to follow. Because it is the shepherd that selected the path that the sheep must tread. May God kill our opinions. May he kill our capacity for injecting or interfering God's word with our ideas. Those who constantly had that problem perish in the wilderness. Don't kill yourself. You love him tonight. So this angel, when he began, the Bible said, he did not lead them through the way of the Philistines, which was nearer to get to the destination. So, by the Bible, there are many ways that led to
Canaan.
Even Moses escaped out of Egypt, he followed the way. And we were not told he crossed the Red Sea. Are you here with me? There are many alternative routes. But watch this. This pillar of fire. The Bible said he led them by the way of the Red Sea. He chose the path. But wait a minute. If we get to Red Sea, what then happened? So the pillar of fire was leading them to dead end. Now, you don't feel nervous now because you are reading the story in retrospect. Yeah. It's easy for you now. And it is easy on you. But what if you were there that day? Wouldn't you challenge the pillar of fire? You are leading us to a no road direction. Friends, Moses could have, that's whatever you do today, it's a reflection of what you will have done then. To some of us, the word of God looks so hard. And to some of us, we can even say, people are getting bold as to say, as for that word of God, we cannot apply. So if we don't apply the word, how shall we apply the token? If we do not apply the token, how shall we end up in life? It shows that that day, you would have challenged the pillar of fire. You know, men die, spirits don't die. But you watch a Moses. Among all people who were going, who were following the pillar of fire, Moses was the one who had every alibi to challenge the pillar of fire.
Moses. You
know why? He had gone out of Egypt before and he never had to pass through the Red Sea. So he could stand up to the angel and say, excuse me, sir. I expect better leadership from you than all this. By my understanding of geography, the path you are leading is a dead end. If you don't know the way, just agree. I have been out here before. I can give some direction. Moses by nature has a tendency to do that. Then the question is, why didn't he do it? Because before that time, Moses has had a back of the desert burning bush experience. What took him to the burning bush was the tendency of Moses to always have his way. The tendency of Moses to take matters to by himself, to take it up by himself. Moses was born a proper child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And by God's providence, he was raised with the right curriculum. That curriculum of training was not available in Egypt. So God had to arrange the mother of Moses, the carrier of the curriculum, that Moses needed to defeat Egypt. Hey, mamas, are you here? You are curriculum carriers. You are syllabus carriers.
Amen.
Okay, let me challenge your thoughts now. The Bible said by faith Moses refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter's son, choosing rather to suffer the reproach of Christ than enjoy the pleasures of Egypt, which is for a while. Am I quoting the scriptures? By faith, Moses. And the same Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. Not just any hearing. Hearing the word of God. Now, I ask you tonight, was there a tabernacle, Eastly Tabernacle, in the palace of Egypt? Was there
a
spoken word in the palace of Egypt?
Do they
believe in the message of the hour in the palace of Egypt? So, who taught Moses? How did he hear? A godly mother. Children, if you have godly mothers, pray for them and treasure
them.
Brother Abraham said, you are the kinsman redeemer to your children.
He
said, a godly praying mother can do more for the children and the family than a pastor can do behind the pulpit. Watch what you are teaching the children. You know, God is too big for the devil. You must know that Satan is not as intelligent as you think. He sends that something has happened. A wonderful child had been born. But Satan wasn't smart enough to identify who the child was. Are you seeing how dull Mr. Satan is? Come on, friends. Don't give him an accolade that he does not deserve. He's too dull and dumb. Even he couldn't stand the discernment, messianic discernment grace of William Branham. The children of the devil are everywhere doing guesswork discernment. But when the prophet of God was here operating messianic gift, he wouldn't say there are some people having stomach upset here, get up. That is fraudulent. It was you who invited everybody to come. You said, if you are sick, come. If you have problem, come. Now they came. You are playing on their intelligence. Even among us like this, it is not impossible to have people who are having headache or stomach problem. But if you know what you are doing, tell us the person. Tell us their names. Tell us the address. Tell us the problem. Tell us how the problem came about. And pronounce the problem solved. All these guys today, they are only filling up the cup of their fathers. Jesus Christ was born, Satan couldn't identify him. He said, go and kill children within this bracket. Just wasting life. Believing that among them, Jesus must be there. The same thing he did when Moses was born. It was all guesswork. And guesswork will destroy many lives. Look at how many boys were killed when Moses was born. But for God to show to Satan that he is in charge. He told Jochebed and Amram,
now,
release him to me. Put him on the river and leave him alone. He said, if you keep him, you will lose him. If you hand him over to me, he will be all right. Tonight, hide and every matter over to him. Hand your problems over to him. Hand your situation over. And you will be alright. The family will be alright. The church will be alright. Everyone will be fine. If we can just let go and let God. When they handed him over to God, God started guiding his path to the house of the enemy who wanted to kill him. Shouldn't this give you confidence? You said they are threatening me.
Amen.
They are threatening me in dreams, in real life. Who, by the way, is threatening you? No man has the final say. Only God has the final say. If God is not through with you, if the devil come to you to take you 1,000 times, he will go back empty-handed 1,000 times. Only God has the final say. God took the basket of Moses right to the palace. And when he got there, he introduced the boy to the daughter of Pharaoh. He did not hide his identity. The woman carried the boy and said, this is an Hebrew child. They knew it. The question is, why didn't he kill him? Why didn't he order for him to be strangulated? Why? Because the purpose of God can never be defeated. Only believe. All things are possible.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You love him tonight? And you know what happened? You know what happened? Miriam walked over. He came to the woman. Are you a mother? Say, yeah, no. So that means you don't have milk to offer this child. Can I get you somebody who can do it? He agreed. He said, yeah, go. She agreed. Go bring the woman. So God was saying, inasmuch as you did not allow this woman to take care of her boy by herself, gently, you, the house of Pharaoh, will now have to pay for it. And since this woman coming is not an Egyptian, she's an Hebrew. That means she's an expatriate. You cannot even pay her in local currency. You must pay her in foreign currency. When we get to glory, I would like to ask that mama how she spent that money. So this mama taught Moses. Moses was growing up feeling like a prince. It came to a time he said, calm down. You don't belong here. Maybe he didn't even, Moses didn't even know her as the mother. He called her nanny. It doesn't matter as long as the message is taking a hold.
It's a
nanny. Don't tell me that. But you got to hear it. So every day, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. After some time, it began to appeal to the boy. Faith cometh by.
Kutenda kunoya nekunzwa.
So, okay. Okay.
Oh,
let us say I do not belong here. Where do I belong? Come, I show you. She wanted to be sure nobody was watching. She opened the windows. Watch.
Tarisa.
You mean? Slaves? Yes.
Hongo.
You are an Hebrew. They are Hebrew. You are the same. Every day. Do as who you are. Until one day. He took a hold. The thing took a hold in his heart. And he dropped princely robe. And he went to join them. Now, by this teaching, he realized he was born to deliver these people. But you see, one thing is to know who you are. The other thing is to wait for God to tell you how. And when. Moses never waited on that.
Moses haana kumirira pana Mwari.
He took the matter up by himself.
Akati nyai ndakutopedzisa ndega.
And the Bible said he failed. Bible
notes akakundikana.
His only achievement.
Kubudirira kwake bedzi.
One Egyptian.
Akauraya muEgypta mumwe chete.
When you do not wait for God to reveal how.
Ukasamirira Mwari kuti
vakuzaurire. When you do not go God's provided way.
Ukasainda nenzira yakapuwa na Mwari.
Your achievement will be one Egyptian.
Uchangouraya muEgypta mumwe bedzi.
Even that achievement,
kunyange kubudirira ikoko,
you will not wait to defend it.
Haumbomira kuti uzvidzire.
You will run away.
Uchatiza.
It was in this runaway mode.
Amen.
It was in this running away. It was when he ran away. To cut the story short, you know the rest of it. After 40 years of God taking out self and personal will out of Moses, he crowned it with the type of the new birth, which was the burning bush experience. By the time Moses came back, seeing the hand of the Lord, because God told him, now you can see that I don't need your military training. Take this rod. To do what with
her?
To defeat Egypt.
Peter.
He agreed. He went God's provided way. Whereas he killed one before he ran away. He killed thousands this time around. Including Pharaoh's own son. Among many other plagues. And he did not run away. That is the difference. When you are in your way, and when you are in God's provided way. So this man, who had seen the hand of God like this, was careful.
akachenjera.
When the angel of the Lord
apo mutumwa wa Jehovah
was leading in a odd direction,
panga kutungamira nenzira yasingatarisi,
he knew that God cannot be wrong.
Akaziva kuti Mwari havakanganise.
And church, God cannot be wrong.
Kereke, Mwari havakanganise.
Just following.
Rambai muchingotevera.
Each step of the way.
Munzira yose.
So they followed and they got to Red Sea.
Vakatevera vakasika pagungwa dzuku.
And true to expectation, no more road.
Amen.
True to expectation, no more road again.
Zvino pane zvavanga vachitarisira yakava nzira chaiyo.
Can I have some more minutes? Okay. True to expectation, no more road.
Yakava nzira chaiyo.
And as they were wondering what next,
vachifunga kuti chii chaitika,
they saw dust.
Vakaona guruva.
Dust rising.
Vakaona guruva richisumuka.
By the time the dust settled down,
pakazogara
Pharaoh and Egyptian army.
Pharaoh nehondo yeEgipta.
Hey, Red Sea in front.
Pamberi pavo pane gungwa.
Egypt behind.
EgyPeter kumashure.
On this side mountains.
Kurutivi kune
mapomo. On this side valleys.
Kumativi kune mipata.
Nowhere to turn.
Hapana kwekutizira.
The devil has given the Exodus people a close up.
Zvino diabori aisa vanhu vekubuda vaya pakamanikana.
Now imagine yourself in such a situation.
Chimbozofungidzira iwe uri pachinhano chakadaro.
And you ask yourself, how did I get here?
Wazvunza kuti ndambosvika sei pano.
And your answer will be because I'm following my own way.
Zvino mubvunzo wako ndiwo kuti ndikuteera nzira yangu.
You must know at that point.
Unofanira kuziva kuti panguva iyo.
You are finished.
Waparara.
Because whichever way you go, the devil will come anyway. Whether you go God's provided way, or you go in your own way, Satan will come. So now he has come. And some folks will have been saying, I've been saying it since we begin this journey that we are going to finish ourselves. Now we are in problem. But not Moses' friends. He looked. And under inspiration, he said, brethren, calm down. These Egyptians you saw today, after today, you see them no more. There are victories God will give His church tonight. There are victories He will give every family. After today, you see that challenge no more. Only believe. All things are possible. With this army. Now, because they have followed God's provided way and direction, God took the security and the safety of these people personal.
Uh-huh.
Make God obligated tonight. The Bible says, the pillar of fire left the front for Moses. Moses took charge.
Moses chitungamira.
And he went to stand between them and the invading army. In the message, redemption by power, redemption by blood, and redemption by power, Brother Abraham said, it was the devil trying to terminate the life of God's children prematurely. He said, but for every seed of God, there shall be no premature death.
Hallelujah.
You know what God was doing? He was giving His people an opportunity to enjoy redemption by power. They have enjoyed redemption by blood through the blood of the Passover lamb. He wanted them to also enjoy it by power. Because if he can save your soul, he can heal your body, he can change your situation. The deliverance must be total. Calvary takes care of it all. Stand still
Mira.
And see the salvation of the Lord. If you are in a close up tonight, your only concern is to be sure that you are in the will of God, that you are in the word of God, that you are walking in His way. As long as you are doing that, whether you pray or you do not pray, God holds Himself responsible for your personal safety, for your security, and for your provision. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All other things shall be added. If your faith can rise up to it, whether you pray for other things or you don't pray for them, God is under obligation to hand them to you. Only believe. All things are possible. It doesn't matter what the circumstances. It could be spiritual, it could be physical. If you are in a close up tonight, I offer you a hope from the Lord. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The strength of Israel can never fail. It can never lie. If He delivered yesterday, He will do the same today. Stand still
Mira.
And see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Tonight is your go between.
He
will stand between you and every army of the devil.
He
will stand between you and every death angel.
He
will stand between you and every danger. He will stand between you and every sickness. He will stand between you and every death. He will stand between you and every problem. Give Him the right of way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And while God was there, between His people and their enemy, God started a calculation. I need people who are good in physics. I have a mathematical challenge for you. If you are good in physics, if you are good in mathematics, raise up your hand. I'm not challenging you to ridicule you. No. I just need some assistance tonight. I am not good in physics, so I can't raise my hands. But those of you who are good in physics, can we have your hands up? God bless you, sir. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, sister. Is that a sister? God bless you, ma'am. All right, God bless you. God, we've got brilliant, intelligent people in
Israel.
Now, this is the calculation I have for you, children of God. While God was standing between His people and His enemy, He was calculating the distance, the speed, the time, the velocity, and you can add more calculations. It will take 2 million people with irregular pace, not constant step,
because
there were many categories among these 2 million. Some are strong, we are strong. Some were weak. Some even thought they could not make it. So the steps and the paces were irregular. We even needed to drag some people along. So you've got to harmonize all these steps and come up with an average that will make 2 million people to walk through the length of the Red Sea, such that by the time the last Israelite is coming out of the Red Sea, the entire host of Egypt will be in the middle of the sea. Okay. Are you ready to give us the calculation? Are you ready to give us the calculation? Now they are no more ready.
Yes, you know.
So God is a better physicist. This is what it took God. This is what God had to do. And it became a darkness to the Egyptians and a light unto his own people, and told Moses, stop crying, tell the people to march forward. And as they march forward with the rod of deliverance, the water opened and this Israelite began to walk. And they were walking, and God was calculating, and he was calculating. When he got them to a distance in that walk, such that by the time the last person will be coming out, these ones with their chariots will be in the middle of the sea. Don't forget, with the chariots they will walk faster, they will move faster than those who are on legs. So at factor that into the calculation. So when he realized that where they are now, before these people can catch up with them, the last man will have gone out, he opened the way and said, follow. An Egyptian led by Pharaoh, they were rejoicing. They thought that the shock can be here with the seed. What a wrong doctrine that is. Anyhow, they got into the sea, and the devil was trying to frustrate the calculation of God by making those chariots run faster than their provided calculation. God says, Satan, you don't know what your problem is. You think you can frustrate me? All right, I know what to do. The Bible says God began to trouble the wheels. You cannot move faster than God allows you. When wheels were troubled, they started struggling. When God realized that the calculation is back to order, he allowed them to move. And by the time the last one, Israelite, put his last leg out of the water, Miriam and the rest of the sisters started shouting. God said, hey, before you get carried away, Moses in the revival, you are the one who opened the sea.
Moses,
close back what you opened. By that time,
By that time, the children of Israel, the children of Egypt, were already in the middle of the water. And Moses said, praise the Lord. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? He said, did I not tell you, church? Did I not tell you, brethren, that these Egyptians you saw today, after now, you will see them no? Why did God wrought a mighty deliverance? Because that church followed God's providers. May the Lord give us understanding. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't mind that film, Ten Commandments. You can watch it for entertainment. But don't swallow it all. In the film, they told you Pharaoh came back. And he started charging like a wounded lion. There's no scripture for that. The Bible says Pharaoh and his army perished in the Red Sea. It was a total deliverance for the Exodus people. God will never set his kingdom on the foundation of permissive will. This is why we must be born again. This is why we must come his provided way. And his provided way is the path of life. So where is the way? Jesus Christ our Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's only the wise men that can come to Jesus by the recognition of the star and by following the leadership of the star. They were called wise because they recognized the star, the beautiful star of Bethlehem, the star of Christ, and followed that star to the birthplace of the word becoming flesh. The word of God has been born again into manifestation, the fullness of God's revelation by the opening of the seals came to us in 1963, and we can only enjoy the opened book and its revelation by following the star again. Seven stars in the hands of the Almighty God. We got the last one that shone so bright in every church arch. A star did shine to help God's people the truth to find. In this last church age, a star shines so bright. Friends, receive him. Receive the spoken word. Receive the revelation of the word. And you will be right. I started with the story, I close with one now. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your response. Brother Tony Zabel.
I'm Tony Zabel.
A close associate of the prophet.
He
was a very good friend. In his later lives, he became the closest, one of the closest brother and the closest deacon to the prophet. Something wonderful led him to Christ, to the message. While he was out there, he had a dream. He saw himself desiring to go to eternal life, heaven. And he began to make inquiry. How will he get there? He went to the first clergyman with his robe.
vakaenda kune mufundisi wekutanga aine hanzu yake yeufundisi.
Who turned out to be his first pastor?
Akava mufundisi wake wekutanga.
Can you please show me the way to life?
Ndinokumbira mundiratidze nzira yeupenyu.
The man said, I don't know myself.
Mufundisi wavo akati handizive ini pachangu.
He said, go and meet that next man.
Sikanzi ndamunobvunza murume ari pamberi.
And he went to meet the next man.
Ndibvaenda kunobvunza murume
ari pamberi. I think that was his current pastor then.
Anga ari mufundisi wavo panguva iyoyo.
Can you show me the way to life?
Ndinokumbira mundiratidze nzira yeupenyu.
This man also said,
mufundisi uyo akati,
I don't know.
Ini handizive nzira yeupenyu.
Maybe you should, you see, look up the hill.
Sikanzi pamwe tarisa pamusoro pegoma.
That man up there.
Murume ari pamusoro.
Go and meet him.
Enda unosangana naye.
Now the man up there,
zvino murume aive pamusoro pegomo,
did not have a clergyman's dress.
Anga asina kupfeka hembe dzeufundisi.
He didn't even look anything like a preacher.
Aisamuratidza kunge muparidzi.
He had the pair of overall,
aive nehovhorosi,
like a factory worker.
Semushandi wemufactory.
So when he got there,
zvino pavakasvika paari,
and asked the man,
vakabvunza murume uyu,
please sir,
ndokumbira uchangamire.
I'm looking for the way to heaven, to eternal life. Can you show me? When the man turned to answer him, he said, Brother Branham, it was you. So this one now did not lead him to another person. He said, Tony, come, let me show you. And he started guiding him, leading him. Then he came to a point. He said, Tony, I must leave you now. I believe that's the reason William Branham is not here now. He said, but watch. Here is my secret all along. To guide and to lead you. All through life and through my leading you, I was following some footprints marked by blood. He said, you keep following it. It will lead you into life. Footprints on the sands of time. If you stay by distance, that is the message of the hour. I will meet you in the morning. How many would like to meet Pastor Chesa again? Let's walk in the light, and it shall be well with us. God bless you.